And I said, yes, sir. Obadari told me about 1.3 billion people in India that are godless and that we need to go there, that I should get ready. I got visa to go to India. He died before we could go. And he called me when he was dying. He said, son, said, make sure you surpass me. I said, yes. I carry a burden I cannot share. Set a goal that is beyond you. Don't stay the way you are. Leave the others in non-entities. Those who don't even know what they do. You are buying an aeroplane at the age of 40. Where are you going? The mission fields are empty. Elbuba. In northern, what are northern Bogu or market day when we send missionaries out. Missionaries came to the market on market day. I drove to Wawa myself on the market day. And I was going towards the Republic of Benin. I met a crowd of people who are coming to the market and they were naked. I've never seen things like that, so I parked and entered the bush. And they passed. They didn't care. When they were about to enter the town, they brought their load down and brought garments and wore it and entered the market. After the market, when they are going back, they remove the clothes again and put it in their bag till the next 5 days. That's the way they do. We sent missionaries there, and one of them went to the woman and said, "Njeni Jesu," that is, "Do you have Jesus?" The woman looked and said, "Jesus." "No." And then called the next woman and spoke in vernacular. Said, "Oni won wa kini kan mi o de ni lori igba. Mi o ni lori igba, mi o ni item yen lori igba." He said, "They are asking for a certain article and I don't have it on my tray. So I'm directing them to you to see whether you have that item on your tree." Wawa. 3 hours drive from Ilorin. 2025. Jeremiah asked in the lamentation, "Yoruba, that is, you who are passing by, these things does it not concern you? How? Are you a person? How come you are not concerned?" 2025. They are directing our missionaries to the other woman and say the item they are asking for, whether she has it on the tree. They are asking if Jesus is on the tree. They don't know. If I was not there, I would say they told me lie. I went there. So when I come down south, when I come to England, when I come to US, when I come to Australia, where I have also gone everywhere, and I see the way they are doing, and I say, "These ones." That in Sefunga, people who are coming for my crusade are going to trek for 100 miles to come and attend Bible study. We're going to same heaven. Whoever doubts it, I can subsidize your ticket. We'll go together. see people trekking. I was leaving the field of Sefonga and I saw a group of people who are weeping. And I asked Bishop Matoki, I said, why are these people weeping? He said, they left their home 4 days ago. Wherever night met them, they slept. Whenever they break, move on. And they have just arrived today. They've trekked 4 days to get here. And they have, when they come now, they were told that the crusade is over. And they're going to trek another 4 days to get back without hearing the word of God. That is the reason they are crying. And I and my wife had to leave that field because we need to catch a flight from Nairobi, from northern Tanzania. We cross land border. If you don't leave there at that time, you miss your flight. And then they are weeping because they've trekked 4 days to come and they are trekking 4 days to go back and they cannot hear John 3:16. Somebody said they're the richest pastor in Africa. What is the meaning of all this? People are dying. What is all this? Why is this the drive? Why is this important? Why are you clapping for that? Why are you not rather mourning? What is this? That the young people who are seeing the foundation laid in the days of Nehemiah, and they were clapping and raising songs and blowing whistle. The Bible says the elders who were there were crying and weeping. I said, what is this? And the Bible says that the sound of those who are weeping and the sound of those who are singing mixed together. And their voices were heard afar off. Today, what we are hearing is only the voice of those who are singing. Hearing the voice of the mourners. We are not hearing the voice of the elders. We are not hearing anybody who knows anything different. And all of us sleep on why we have put our head together in one place. This generation, I'm no longer in a struggle where I want you to hear me and follow me. I've forgotten, I've given up on that, because those of us who are repairing it, we are fewer than those who are destroying it. But I want to be put on record. Listen, I want to be put on record that I said it. That's all. I'm no more struggling so that you can follow me. How do you follow me? When you have had materialistic gospel for 20 years. But this is the time for you to get up from among them. The Bible says, get out from among them. Sort yourself out. Step out of the multitude of vanity. Vain generations of men who are going nowhere. Set an agenda for yourself as of the fathers. Take the Bible afresh and read it. Set goals and objectives for yourself. Number two, drive it with passion. Drive it with passion. Drive it with passion like Jehu. Reject a struggling alternative.